Astros are taking it to the Rangers. The silver boot on the line, and so is last place in the American League West. And joining us now on the ticket hotline to discuss this series is the former Rangers president. Now he's working in the front office for the Astros. We say good morning to Nolan Ryan. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good this morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing okay.
Well, we're doing fine. It looks like the Astros are playing some decent baseball this last couple of months, and I know that's got to please you.
Hold on a second, let me wipe my mouth.
What are you eating?
I'm just kicking back here with some possum pot stickers we had left over from a hand fasting ceremony we had last night. Between a squirrel and a jackrabbit. Well, yeah, the Astros are, you know, we're trying to make it a better organization.
What?
A better organization. And I'm real happy, you know, that at least we beat the Rangers. Because I hope that the Ranger fans are now getting a good look at what a John Daniels team is all about.
Putting this all on Daniels, are you?
Well, yeah, you can see how it went after I left the organization and John takes over. And I'm sure the Ranger fans are regretting now that they let John Daniels force me out. I mean, think about it. Who would you guys want leading you? A guy who still wears SpongeBob underwear, or a guy who routinely rips the windpipe out of Kodiak Bears just to get to the fresher blood?
I guess the latter.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, you know, it's okay, I guess. You know, like it says in the Bible, you know, everything works out for a reason, happens for a reason, and so I guess there's some reason why John Daniels is a little punk-ass kid.
I think I follow the logic, yeah.
You know, he's, in my opinion, he's basically the Metroplex's Justin Bieber, and I'm not a John Daniels believer.
You know, and some say that you even, like, put a curse on this team when you left town with all the things that have happened to him.
Well, I read about that report, and that's an inaccurate report.
I don't know if it's a report as much as just ridiculous speculation, I would say.
It wasn't me who put a curse on the Rangers. It was the snow monkeys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a lot of. I don't know if you guys read this in Lone Star Outdoor News, but I've now become an ally to the snow monkey.
You're an ally?
Yeah. They're my underwater ally now, and they help me. They helped me put a curse on the Rangers. You know, they're the ones who did it. I just ordered the hit on it. And so they did that. They have some kind of Santeria magic or something that they do to ball clubs that they don't like.
Ball clubs.
Yeah.
They specialize in cursing ball clubs.
Yeah. Hey, you guys are sports experts. You want a sports trivia question?
Okay.
Think back to how many no-hitters John Daniels has gotten in his baseball career. I have the answer if you want it.
Well, we would say zero.
That's going to be the correct answer. And when I look at what I've done, I don't know how many no-hitters I actually got, but I know it's a lot more than zero.
It's seven, actually, which is a real high number.
And how's that Prince Fielder for Ian Kinsler trade working out?
Well, not pretty too well. Horrible right now, yeah.
Well, the Tigers get a 300-hitter, and the Rangers get a fat guy on a magazine cover naked.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
Yeah, he got hurt.
Well, I've always said it, and finally people are starting to believe it. John Daniels is a dictator, and there's a K in that word. Good morning to you.
All right, we'll see you, Nolan. There's Nolan after the Astros have won two straight over Texas.